On the propitious heels of the Hurt Locker's big Oscar night in Hollywood last weekend comes now this weekend the new Paul Greengrass Matt Damon movie called Green Zone. All those who've yet to see the Hurt Locker may want to stop by another Cineplex as well and catch Greengrass's take on the consequences of occupying Iraq. But when they do, they'll find a more blatantly political position on how things were going down not long after the Iraq invasion than what Kathryn Bigelow and Mark Boal allow in Locker, although Green Zone is just, as they say, as action-packed and paced. It has great editing with MTV-like cinematography, so eye drops might be the thing to take with you when you're going to see the film. Here's another cautionary suggestion. You must look closely during the more darkly lit, smashingly fast chase scenes through Baghdad ghettos, otherwise you won't be able to tell who's chasing whom, or vice versa. Zone's script by Brian Helgeland is even more heroic in terms of a U.S. soldier rising above the ordinary in daily warfare to effect a more abstract goal, that being getting to the facts in the utter chaos outside the sanctuary of a select few holed up in Baghdad's notoriously accommodating Green Zone. It's that old familiar battle, truth versus propaganda. Director Greengrass developed his film from a novel written by Washington Post journalist Rajiv Chandrasekharan. The book is titled Imperial Life in the Emerald City. As U.S. Chief Warrant Officer Roy Miller, Damon displays his macho hero guy attributes again. The Miller character heads up a WMD exploitation team that, as the film opens, has yet to find any weapons of mass destruction at designated Iraqi sites. The gung-ho Miller, thinking much like another character Damon plays called Jason Bourne, is becoming more suspicious about whether there really are any WMD. Damon is always effective as well as affective in a role, and the ladies love him. Another reliable actor, Greg Kinnear, plays Clark Poundstone, a Pentagon Special Intelligence officer. The role could be mistaken for the real L. Paul Bremer, much like Pierce Brosnan's character Adam Lang could be Tony Blair in the Roman Polanski film The Ghost Rider. By the way, if your early history on the Second Iraq War is hazy, Bremer headed the Coalition Provisional Authority in the Bush II administration. He reported directly to Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. A second pseudo-real person in Zone is a newspaper reporter played by Amy Ryan. Her character is named Laurie Dane, not Judith Miller, and Miss Dane is a correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, not the New York Times. More anonymously and minus most of his Irish accent, Brendan Gleeson plays CIA analyst Martin Brown. Brown is at odds with Poundstone, a newer breed of U.S. spook. Brown wants the truth about WMD. Poundstone is following Pentagon orders to wag the media, so to speak. Damon's Miller character must decide whether to serve Brown or Poundstone to accomplish his mission. Miller's motivation is the less convincing part of Helgeland's script, yet important for getting to the nitty-gritty of what this very realistic-looking film wants to impart. Another way to put it would be Jeremy Renner's lead role in The Hurt Locker is that of a more plausible soldier than is Damon's in Green Zone, although both actors turn in excellent performances. Since Quentin Tarantino of Inglourious Basterds fame didn't write the script for Green Zone, it turns out there aren't any WMD, but I'm not laying down any spoiler here saying that. Shot in Morocco, Spain, and the UK, Green Zone might be more successful as an Iraq War movie than its predecessors, because it's uberly fast-paced and highly energized with Damon as the man. These ingredients have been known to sell tickets before. But Zone also has an obvious political message and may prove to be an antidote to Karl Rove's new book now hitting the shelves. All that, mixed together, could bring a response that Green Zone is un-American. Stranger things have happened in U.S. politics, and if you don't think so, just take a listen to what's going on in today's national news. Anyone who wants to be more flip discussing Green Zone might say that the title of the new Paul Greengrass film could have been Gone with the WMD. But such recent American history won't play that tune, in any key. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.